Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a Braisa. So just like we had by all the other ones of the Arba Minim, that the Gemara told us where we see it from in the Pasuk, that the Torah is describing that min, because again, the Torah doesn't say anywhere anything about an Esrog, Hadassim, Aravos, Lulav. It says to take a Prietz Hadar, a Kapus Tamarim, and an Afetz Avos, and an Arvei Nachal. Chazal are showing us where you see it from in the Pasuk that's referring to the four Minim that we take. So now the Gemara is going to tell us, how do we see in the Pasuk that when the Torah says Prietz Hadar, that it's referring to the Esrog? And again, like we mentioned by the other Minim, really the Rambam writes in his Akdama to Pirush HaMishnayis, that Avado, the fact that a Prietz Hadar is an Esrog, we know because we have a Mesoira. The Gemara is just showing us where you could see it from in the Pasuk. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk describes the Esrog as a Prietz Hadar. So how do you know it's referring to an Esrog? Where do you see it from in the Pasuk? So says the Gemara, we dash in from the words Prietz Hadar. It doesn't just call it a Pre-Hadar. It calls it a Prietz Hadar. What's with this extra word, Eitz? We dash in from there, Eitz, Shatam Eitz, Ayupiryo Yishavet. It's a fruit that the bark of the tree and the fruit taste the same. So which fruit do you have this quality that the Eitz and the Pre taste the same? Havyoymer ze Esrog, that's referring to the Esrog, which the Kapus Tamarim explains that the reason why we view the Esrog as tasting like the bark of the tree is because really the main part of the Esrog, at least quantitatively, the main part of the Esrog is the peel. There's very little fruit that's actually inside the Esrog. It's just a small area. Most of it is really just peel. So therefore we view the fruit based off of Raiv as being just a peel, which doesn't have much of a taste, just like the bark of the tree. As opposed to something like a lemon, where the main part of the fruit is the sour middle part, so therefore a lemon, we don't say it's tam eitzah upiryo yishaveh. The fruit that has tam eitzah upiryo yishaveh, that's referring to the esrog. Says the Gemara, we do have another fruit that's like that. The ema pilpulin. Maybe it's referring to peppercorn. Maybe together with your lulav, hadassim, and aravos in your right hand, you should hold some peppercorn in your left hand. Kidetanya, and how do we know that pilpulin is something which is tameitza yupiryo yishaveh? Because we learned in a braisa with regards to the mitzvah of arla, the braisa says, "Hey, Rabbi Meir Omer." Rabbi Meir darshind mimashma shenemar unetasem es kol eitz. From that which the Torah just says that when you plant a tree, and the Torah goes on to say that you have to keep arla, during the first 3 years you can't eat its fruits. So the Torah says when you plant a tree, you can't eat the fruits during the first three years. So eini idea shuhu eitz meichel, don't I already know from the whole topic, from the whole flow of the pasuk, don't I know that it's talking about a fruit tree? The Torah then says, you can't eat its fruit. So obviously, it's a fruit tree. So, matam aloimer eitz meichel. Why does the Torah say, untasem kol eitz meichel? Why does it have to specify when you plant a fruit tree, don't eat its fruits? If you tell me don't eat its fruits, I know we're talking about a fruit tree. So why does the Torah specify eitz meichel? It says Rabbi Meir, he dashes from here that it's eitz shetam eitz upiryo yishaveh. We're coming to be marba, an extra tree, something else which you would have thought is not considered a fruit and it's not chayiv in arla. And what is that? It's an eitz meichel. It's something that the eitz and the pre taste the same. And what is that? Have you aimer zepilpulin? It's peppercorn. Lulamdecha, which means that it's coming to teach us, the Pasuk's teaching us, first of all, Shah pilpulin chayavin ba'arla. First of all, that peppercorn is chayv in arla, even though the tree is very low down. You might have thought that it's like a bush, maybe it should be treated like a vegetable. Vegetables aren't chayv in arla. Kamash malon, that no, peppercorn is chayv in arla, it's considered a fruit. And the second thing we see from here is that ve'ein Eretz Yisrael chasei reklom. When you go and you into Eretz Yisrael and you plant a tree and it's talking about peppercorns, you see Eretz Yisrael has it all. There's nothing Eretz Yisrael is missing. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, leisechzer kolba, that Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. But the reason why we're bringing this braisa is because you see that peppercorn also has this quality that it's tam eitzav upiryo yishaveh. So how do you know from that which the Torah says pre eitz hadar that it has to be tam etzayu pir yoshave, that it's referring to the esrog. Maybe it's referring to peppercorn. Maybe in your left hand you should hold some peppercorn. Says the Gemara, the reason why we know it's not referring to peppercorn is hasam mishom d'layefsher. To say it's referring to peppercorn is impossible. Why is it impossible? Because heichin avid, how would you use peppercorn as the fourth min, as the pri etz hadar? Ninkait chada, to just take one ball, one pepper, one corn of pepper, loy minkara l'kichasa. It's not nicker that you're holding anything. And somehow Chazal understood, from wherever they knew it from, that when you take, when the Torah says, v'lekachtem lechem, that you have to take it, it has to be nikker. The Chassam Zayver says it's from the word ulekachtem itself. Ulekachtem is mashma ulekicha, that's nikker. So therefore it has to be nikker, and therefore one peppercorn is just not going to do the trick. Okay, so ninka tray, if you're going to hold two or more, hold a whole handful of peppercorns, tray oitlasa, you're going to hold two or three. But that's also not a possibility. Because Echad Amrachmana Vleshnaim Ushlaisha Peres. The Torah says Priyat Hadar Balashan Yachid, like we darshan previously on Lamadalama base, that you only take one Priyat Hadar. So it can't be that you're gonna take a lot of pieces of pepper, a lot of different corns of pepper. Hilkochlay Efshar. So therefore we know that the Torah is not referring to peppercorn. So it's true that peppercorn also has this quality that it's Tameitza Upir Yeshava, but we know that the Torah is not referring to peppercorn because that wouldn't be possible. Rather, what's the Torah referring to? The Torah is referring to the asterisk. Rabbi Meir says a different way you see it in this pasuk that it's referring to the esrog, because al tikri hadar ella hadir. Don't read the word as a priates hadar, that you're supposed to take a beautiful fruit. Rather, you're supposed to darshan that you're supposed to take a priates hadir, a fruit that's like a deer, that's like an animal pen. Ma deer zeh, just like an animal pen. Yesh bo yigdaylim uketanim. There are some bigger animals, there's some larger animals, and there are smaller animals. There's tamim and mubali mumin. There are animals that are completely unblemished, and then there are animals that have blemishes. So hachanami, we dashen from there that the pre-eights that you're supposed to take on sukkahs has to be like this animal pen. That hachanami yeshba gedolim uketanim, it has to be the type of fruit that there are large ones and there are small ones. Tamim and mubali mumin. There are ones that don't have blemishes, and there are ones that have blemishes, which we know is referring to the esrog. Says the Gemara, how do you know that's referring to the esrog? Atu shar peros, lesbuhu gedolim uketanim, tamim and mubali mumin. My other fruits, you don't have this concept that there are larger ones and smaller ones, ones without blemishes and ones with blemishes. Rashi points out, apples also have that quality. You could have large apples, small apples, apples that have the brown dots, apples that have the dense, apples that have the different mumim, and apples that don't have any types of mumim. If that's what the Torah said, then we would be able to understand this as referring to apples also. So says the Gemara, how do you know it's referring to specifically the Esrog? This is what Rebbe meant to say. When he said Al Tikri Hada Erla Hadir, he meant to say like this, that Ad Shebon Ketanim Adayim Gedoylim Kayamim, that the aspect of the animal pen that we're focusing on is that even while there are still small, even when the small animals come, there are still larger animals there, meaning they all stay together. So that's something that you have by Esroigim. That Esroigim, they could stay on the tree for a very long time. So when the new batch of Esroigim come in, the smaller ones are coming in, you could still have large ones that are on the tree. As opposed to other fruits, they don't stay on the tree for very long. They stay on until they're fresh and then they all fall off. They don't stay on the tree. So therefore, that's how we know that the pasuk, that's where you see it from in the pasuk, that's referring to an asterisk. Rabbi Avayu Amar, he says the same idea, but just a different way of getting there, that al tikri hadar, ela hadar. That the way we darshan the pasuk is that it don't read the word apriates hadar, rather hadar, it's a fruit that lives on the tree. It's a davar shadar bilane mishana lishana. It lives on the tree from year to year, it lives there for a long time, which is really the same idea as what Rabbi said, who compared it to the animal pen. Just Rabbi Avayu is coming from a different place, he's saying it's coming from the word hadar, not hadir. It's hadar, it's the fruit that lives on the tree for a long time, also a reference to the esrog. So that's where you see it from in the pasuk, that it's referring to the esrog. Ben Azai says a different drasha, al tikri hadar, ela eder. What's Idur? Shekein Belashen Yevani Kairin Lemayim Idur. In Greek, so you call water, you call it Idur. And therefore, the way we should read the Pasuk is to take a pre-Eitz Idur. Now, the Shlach HaKadosh and Klali HaTalmud points out that why would we use a Greek word to explain the Pasuk? Because really, after the Dor HaFlaga, so there were words from Lashon HaKadosh that got mixed into other languages. So really, what the Gemara is saying is not that, oh, let's use a Greek word to explain Lashon HaKadosh. We're saying that that's really a word that really its roots are in Lashon HaKadosh. They use the word because that's really Lashon HaKadosh, and therefore we could use that word to explain the Pasuk, that Al Tikri Hadar Ela Idur Hidur, that's referring to watering. So it's a fruit that you have to water. Ve'ezehi Shagadal Al Kol Mayim. Which fruit is it that you have to water it, that besides the rainwater, you also have to water it yourself? Have Yaimer Ze Esrig, that's referring to the Esrig tree, and the Pasuk's referring specifically to the Esrig. Now Rav Eliashiv points out that there are other fruit trees also that you have to water. How do you see from here, just because the Torah is describing this fruit that you take on Sukkot as something that you have to water, who says that it's referring to the Esrog? There's a lot of different types of fruits that you have to water the tree, and it doesn't just grow on rainwater. So Rav Eliashiv explains that over here, really, what Ben Azai is coming to do is not show us from the Pasuk that it's referring specifically to the Esrog. He's just coming to show how we know that it's not referring to peppercorn. Meaning it really goes hand in hand with the first Rasha. That really we're referring to Eitzatam Eitzayu Pir Yoishaveh. We asked, maybe it's referring to the peppercorn. So Ben Azai is saying that I know it's not referring to the peppercorn because it has to be the type of thing that's Gadol Al Kol Mayim, something that you have to water. Pepper, you don't have to water it. It grows just naturally with the rainwater. So that's how we know that it's referring specifically to the Esrog, and it's not referring to peppercorns. Says the Gemara Vayter now, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Shel Asherah v'shel Ir HaNidachas is Pasul, that if a person uses an Esrog from an Asherah tree or an Ir HaNidachas, so it's Pasul. Says the Gemara, my taimo, what's the reason why it's Pasul? So says the Gemara, like we already mentioned really earlier by Lulav, that Kevin de la Sreifa Kai Katuse Michta Shiure. We view it like it's already burnt and it doesn't have the proper shear. It's interesting. We mentioned this psul of Asherah and Eren Idachas also by Hadassim and Aravais. Now, it was by all the Minam, Lulav, Hadassim, Aravais, and now here by Esrog. So the Gemara by Lulav explained what the reason for the psul is. By Hadassim and Aravais, we sort of skipped over it, which made a lot of sense because we already explained it by the lulav. For some reason, here by Esrog, now we're going back to explaining the psul. Something to think about. Anyway, it says the Gemara Vayter, the Shel Arla Apostle. We also mentioned in the Mishnah that an Esrog that comes from an Arla tree, a tree within its first 3 years, so that's Pasul. Now, Arla is usher to eat. You're not even allowed to get benefit from Arla. The halacha is you can't use it for the mitzvah. So now, my time, why can't you use it? And you can't say that it's a problem of getting benefit when you use it for the mitzvah, because we know the klal is that mitzvah slav lihanes netnu. So what's wrong with using an Arla Esrog for the mitzvah of Arbaminim? Says the Gemara, Pligi ba Rabbi Chiya bar Avin v'Rebbe Asi. So there's a machloikas Rabbi Chiya bar Avin and Rebbe Asi. We don't know who said what, which reason, but they argued about what the reason was for why you, what the reason is that you can't use an Arla Esrog for Arbamina. Chana Amar, one of them explained, Lafisha ein ba heter achila, because you can't eat it. And Rashi explains that being that you can't eat it, so it's chaser in it being lachem. How much is it really yours? If you can't eat it, so then how much is it yours? It's yours in what sense? Because you monetarily own it, maybe, but if you can't eat it, so then that's not really so much lachem. It's not yours, and therefore that's why you can't be yoytze with the esrog of Arla, since it doesn't have a heter achila. The Chad Omer, whereas the other one explained, that the reason why you can't be yoytze with an esrog that's an Arla esrog is lefi she'ein ba din mamon, because it's not considered even owned by you. It's bechlal not owned by you. And Rashi explains that being that Arla is asur behana, so it has zero value. There's no such thing, says Rashi, as owning something that doesn't have value. You can only own something that's at least worth a shavapruta, that has some value. something which is not even worth the Shavah Pruta, it's Asr Bahana, so it doesn't have any value, so you can't, it's not considered ownership. So therefore also, it's Chasr and Lachem, it's not yours, but for a different reason. So the first reason is that, being that you can't eat it, so it's Chasr and Lachem, because you can't eat it. The second reason is saying that it's Mamish, not yours, because it doesn't have a Din Moment, it can't be owned by you, if it doesn't have any value. So now says the Gemara, Kasalka Daite, right now the Gemara assumes that man de boy het rachila, loy boy din mamun, man de boy din mamun, loy boy het rachila. The Gemara right now assumes that it's a mutually exclusive machlekes. The one who says the ikar is that you have to be able to eat the esrog. If you can't eat it, it's chaser and lachem. He doesn't hold that it has to be monetarily yours. And the one who holds that it has to be monetarily yours, he holds it doesn't have to be something that you could eat. It just has to be monetarily yours. Each one, they're having a mutually exclusive machlekes. However, now says the Gemara, we're going to prove not like that. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that we just had in Lamed Aleph Beis, the Mishnah says, "Shall truma tameyas pasul?" That if you have an esrog that's truma and it became tamei, so the halacha is that it's pasul. You are not allowed to be yotze. It doesn't work to be yotze the mitzvah with an esrog that's a truma esrog and it's tamei. So now, bishlam lamand amar lafisha ein bahet rachila shapir. So now, according to the man de Amar who said that the problem by the Arla Esrog is because you can't eat it, meaning it always has to be that you could eat the Esrog. If you can't eat it, so then it's not considered Lachem. So then great, now we also understand why you can't be, I'd say, the mitzvah with an Esrog that's Truma Temeya. Because Truma Temeya, the kind you're also not allowed to eat. So it makes sense that you can't be, I'd say, the mitzvah. It's Chaser and Lachem because you can't eat it. But according to the man d'amar who says lefisha ein badin mamun, that the reason why by arli you're not yaitze is because it's aser bahana and therefore it's not considered owned by you. So then amai, why can't you be yaitze with a truma tumeya esrog? What's wrong with that? Hare semasika tachas tavshiloi. You're allowed to be nana from it. You're allowed to get hana from an esrog from something which is truma tumeya. You're allowed to burn it, and when you burn it, you're allowed to cook something on top of it as you're burning it. So you're allowed to get benefit. You could use it as firewood. So you're allowed to get benefit from it. So it does have a din mamun. So why can't you use an esrog that's truma tameo? So it's a kash on the man da'amar who says that you need to have a din mamun. So if so, why is truma tameo possible? So says the Gemara, Ela behetra achila kuli amu loy pligi deba'inan. It must be that really everybody holds that you need to have a hetra achila. And that's why everybody understands and everybody knows and everyone agrees that truma tameya is going to be a problem because it doesn't have a hetra achila. Even though it might have a din mamun, it's not asr bahana, it has a din mamun, but it doesn't have a hetra achila. So everyone's going to be masking that you can't be yaitz in the mitzvah with an esrog that's truma tameya. That everybody agrees to. Ki pligi, the only machlekes by Arla that we had is bedin mamun. Do you also need to have a din mamun? Mar savar heter achila beinan din mamun loy beinan. One man damar holds you only need to have a heter achila. It doesn't have to be monetarily owned. It doesn't have to have a din mamun. It doesn't have to have any value. It just has to have a heter achila. Umar savar din mamun nami beinan. Whereas the other man damar holds that it also has to have monetary value. Now, may be nayu. So, what's going to be the nafkamina? Meaning, if everybody holds that it has to have a heter achila, and it's just a machlekes, does it also have to have a monetary value, some monetary value to it? So, what will be the machlekes? What would be a case where they'll argue in? Says the Gemara, "Ikeh binayu ma'aser sheni biYerushalayim aliba Rabbi Meir." A nafkamina would be by Ma'aser Sheni when you're in Yerushalayim, and according to Rabbi Meir. So, Ma'aser Sheni we spoke out when we read the Mishnah is the 10%. That the person who has the produce, he has to take off 10%, and he doesn't have to give it to anybody. He takes off 10% of his produce, and he keeps it for himself. However, the catch is he has to eat it specifically in Yerushalayim. So now there's a shaila with regards to Trumas, with regards to Ma'aser Sheni. How do we view Ma'aser Sheni? On the one hand, you're keeping it. You take off 10%, you keep it, you bring it to your Yerushalayim and you eat it. So is it yours? Do we view it like it's mamon hediyah, that we view it like it's your monetarily yours? Or do we say no, it's like the fact that we see you have restrictions to it. You have to bring it to your Yerushalayim and you have to specifically eat it in your Yerushalayim. You see, it's like kachem mishtikel. So really maybe it's considered that it's mamon gavaya. Maybe it's considered kilu you're eating from Hashem. Hashem's just giving you some food to eat. He's giving you the food to eat it, but you have to eat it with his rules. You have to bring it to your Shalayim, and you have to eat it there. So do we view it like it's mamun hedid, or do we view it like it's mamun gavaya? So that's a machlekes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say we view it like it's yours, that it's mamun hedid, whereas Rabbi Meir says we view it like it's Hashem's, we view it like it's hektish, like it's mamun gavaya. So now says the Gemara, everybody holds you need to have a heter achila. The machleika says you also have to have monetary value. So the nafkamina would be a case where you have an esrog that's meiser sheni in Yerushalayim according to Rabbi Meir. You're allowed to eat it. It's yours. You're allowed to eat, and meaning your stam. There's a heter achila. It's yours to eat. You're allowed to eat it, but it's mamon gavaya according to Rabbi Meir. It's not considered like it's owned by you. You have a heter achila, but it's not owned by you. So says the Gemara, that would be the nafkamina. Laman da amar lefisha ein ba heter achila, according to the man da amar who says that the problem by our law is just because you're not allowed to eat it. You don't need to have a din mamon. But the problem is that you're not allowed to eat it. Hari yesh ba heter achila. So then by Meiser Sheni, even according to Rabbi Meir, you have a heter achila, and you could be yotze with Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Whereas the man da'amar lefi she'en ba'din mamun, but according to the man da'amar who says that the problem is that it doesn't have a din mamun, it doesn't have value, so Meiser Sheni mamun gavayahu. So then here too also you cannot be yotze, because Meiser Sheni is not value to you. Meiser Sheni is considered mamun gavaya. So that would be a nafkamina. Could you be yotze with an estrog of Meiser Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir? If you hold all you need is a heter achila, here you have it. You could be yotze. If you hold you also need to have monetary value, here you don't have it, and you will not be able to be yotze. So now says the Gemara, Testayim derb asi de amar lefi she'en ba din mamun. We mentioned before that this machlaikas, whether or not you also need a din mamun, is the machlaikas Rabbi Chiya bar Avin and Reb Asi. And we said we don't have names to which side. We just know that they both argued, and we know the two shitas. We don't know who said which. So says the Gemara now, I'll prove it to you, that Reb Asi, he's the one who says that you also need to have a din mamun. And that the reason why you're not yaitse with an arla esrog is also because of the fact that it doesn't have a din mamun. How can we prove that? Because the Amr of Asi, Reb Asi said that esrog salmeiser sheni ledivrei Rabbi Meir ein adam yaitse vayidei chayvasa biyamtiv. Reb Asi, he said regarding an esrog of meiser sheni that according to Rabbi Meir, you're not yaitse with it. Whereas according to the Chachamim who hold that Meiser Sheni is Mamun Hedyot, you are Yotze. So why is this Meiser Sheni Esrog and Afkamina? Either way, you have a Heter Achila. So why is this Talui in the Machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim? It must be because if Asi holds, you also need to have it in Mamun. Mamela, the din of a Meiser Sheni Esrog is going to be Talui in the Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Meir, you're not Yotze because it's Mamun Gavah. And according to the Chachamim, you are Yaitze because it's Mamun Hedyot. So Testayim, you have a Raya from here. You see that Rav Asi is the one who says that you also need to have a Din Mamun. Because if it would just be for that you need to have a Heter Achila, so then it's not going to be Talu in the Machlaikas or be married to Chachamim. It must be Rav Asi holds you also need to have a Din Mamun. So now says the Gemara Gufa. We mentioned that Amr Rav Asi said that Esrog Shal Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni Asruk, Ledivir Rabbi Meir ain't Adam Yaitse de Chavasa Biyamtiv. So according to Rabbi Meir, you can't be Yaitse with it because it doesn't have a din mamun, because it's mamun gavaya. And Ledivir Chachamim, Adam Yaitse Bayide Chavasa Biyamtiv. Whereas according to the Chachamim, a person could be Yaitse the mitzvah with the Meiser Sheni Asruk because it's mamun hadiyat. So he does have a din mamun. So now says the Gemara now, we had that already, that statement regarding an esrog. Now the Gemara says that also by matzah, that matzah shall meiser sheni, Also, with regards to matzah of Meiser Sheni, and we'll see soon that matzah also has a din that it has to be lochem. Memela matzah of Meiser Sheni ledivri b'meir, according to b'meir who holds that it's mamun gavaya, and again by matzah it needs to be lochem. So according to b'meir that it's mamun gavaya, ain adam yaitzei by yedei chayvasa b'pesach. So you cannot be yaitzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Pesach using matzah that's Meiser Sheni because it's not monetarily yours. It's mamun gavaya, and it needs to have a din mamun because it needs to be lachan. Whereas the divrei chachamim who hold that ma'aser sheni is mamun hediyot, so adam yaitze yibat yedei chavase bepesach. So you could be yaitze with matzah which comes from ma'aser sheni. And says the gemara similarly, a third halacha with the same idea that isa shal ma'aser sheni when it comes to dough of ma'aser sheni. Now for the mitzvah of challah, also the dough has to be lachem, it has to be yours. It has to be your dough to be chayav in challah. So what would be if you have dough that's ma'aser sheni? The divrei b'meir patura. Because it's not yours, it's considered mamun gavaya, so you'll be pater from chala, patura min chala, and ledivrei chachamim chayavas b'chala. Whereas according to the chachamim, that it's ma'isa head, that's mamun hediyah, it is considered yours, so therefore it's going to be chayav in chala. Says the Gemara now, maskafa rapapa, rapapa asked the shailu. Bishlama isa, this that chala, that the dough has to be yours, that I understand. Ksiv, it says it in the pasuk. It says, Rashis arisa seichem. It has to be your isa. It has to be your dough. So I understand why it should be talui in the machlekes or meir and the chachamim. Esrog nami, the first case also. Ksiv, lachem. But Esrog, it says it has to be lachem, mishal lachem. We dash it from there. It has to be yours. So that's why also, I understand why it's talui. A meiser sheni esrog will be talui in the machlekes or meir and the chachamim. Ela matzah, but when it comes to matzah, miksiv matzaschem. Does the Torah ever say you have to eat your matzah? The Torah just says be'erev toichlu matzah is to eat matzah. Who says it has to be yours? Why should the din of a meiser sheni matzah be tully in the machlokes or meir and the chachamim? Who says it has to be yours bichlal? So says the Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Vitim Rav Yemer Bar Shalmia. Asya lechem lechem. Because the way we know that matzah has to be yours is from Xer Shava of lechem lechem. Ksiv hacha, it says regarding matzah, lechem oini. So it says lechem oini. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, with regards to the mitzvah of challah, the pasuk over there by challah says, v'haya ba'achol lechem lechem ha'aretz. Ba'achol lechem lechem ha'aretz. It says when you come to eat from the bread of the land. So you see over there also says the word lechem. So ma'la hala mishalachem. Just like by challah, it has to be your dough, like we just had. Arisa I say chem, it has to be yours. V'loy mishal meiser, which according to Rimeir means that you cannot use meiser sheni. Afkan mishalachem. So too by matzah, it has to be yours. V'loy shal meiser sheni. And according to Rimeir, it cannot come from meiser sheni because meiser sheni is considered mamun gavaya. So we ask, who says by matzah there's a din lachem? And the Gemara is answering that we learn out that there is a din lachem by matzah, and that's learned out from Xer Shava from challah. So it really comes out from the Gemara that there is a din lachem by matzah. It's very interesting. So it comes out that if so, that there's a din lachem by matzah, so it should be just like arba minim. By arba minim, we know on the first day of Sukkot where it has to be lachem. Lachem is the meute shol. You can't use someone else's arba minim even if they give you permission. If it's borrowed, you got permission, you can't be yaitze because lachem means it has to be owned by you. If so, by matzah, it should come out the same thing. If you're a guest by someone else's seder, you can't be yaitze the mitzvah of matzah. Because it has to be lochem. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying we learn out from challah that just like challah has to be yours, matzah has to be yours. So matzah, challah, arba minim, everything has to be lochem. So it should all be the same. So you shouldn't be able to be a guest by someone else's house for the Leil Seder without him making a kinyan with you and being makne the matzah to you. It has to be your matzah. And the Sfas HaMistaka says this. He says if you're a guest of someone else's Seder, so you have to own the matzah. You have to bring your own matzah or you have to have him make a kinyan with you that you're the owner of the matzah. Because matzah has to be lachem, it has to be yours. You can't use someone else's matzah, even if you get brashos, even if you get permission. Lamaisa doesn't seem like that's the minhag. Lamaisa, people eat by their in-laws, people eat by their parents, people eat by other people's seder, and we don't find that people are dafka bringing their own matzah, at least not for this reason, in order to even mekayim a din of lechem, or that they make a kinyan with the balabayas, that it should be theirs. And the shail is why not? For whatever reason, the minhag seems to be not like this, and the question really is why not? The Gemara seems to be saying pretty clearly that it needs to be lechem. So there's this big shaila exactly how much is a guest, an owner or not an owner of the food that he eats. When a balabai serves a guest food, so who owns the food that's on the guest's plate? So it could be that the shaila is going to have to do with that. How do we view when a balabai gives food to the guest? How do we view who owns that food? So maybe when the balabai gives the matzah to the guest, so maybe there's some sort of kinyan, maybe there's some sort of transfer of ownership, and now it becomes the guest. Or Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo over here, so he says that maybe at least when it's inside the guest's mouth, so maybe once it's inside your mouth, so now already the balabai can't take it back. So it's ready in your mouth, now it's yours, and now you're swallowing it, so now you're eating your matzah. It's a shaila, but that's an interesting shaila which comes from our sugi over here, where it seems to come out that matzah that there's a din lechem on the matzah. But al kapanim, Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara said it about three different halachas, about esrog, about matzah, and about challah. So now says the Gemara, lema misayele, that you see that we have a brisa which seems to say like Arbasi, that by when it comes to challah, it has to be yours, and therefore according to Rabbi Meir, that Meiser Sheni is not considered yours, it's Mamon Gavaya, you're not going to be chayiv on the mitzvah of challah with dough that's Meiser Sheni. So what's the raya? Because we have in the brisa says like this. Isa shall Meiser Sheni, if you have dough that's Meiser Sheni, petur min challah, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's pater from challah. The Chachamim say it's chayif. So you see, lehedya, that challah has to be yours, and therefore it's tolling the machloikas are mayor in the Chachamim. Says the Gemara, that's such a good raya, that lema misayele, why are you saying the words lema misayele, like kilu, that it seems like this is a raya? That's mamish the exact halacha that Rabasi said. That's not lema misayele, that it's mashma, let's say that this is a brisa, which supports Rabasi. It's mamish the exact thing that Rabasi said, that the din by chala is gonna be talui, Meiser Sheni Do is gonna be talui, the machlaikis, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. So says the Gemara, Ella, this is what the Gemara meant to say. When we said Lema Misayele, of course, with regards to Chala, we have a Mefurish Abraisa, like Rabbi Yasi. The Lema Misayele was that we should say, Midibaha Pligi, Baha Nami Pligi. Is that maybe we should say, maybe we should learn from this Braisa, that just like Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim argue, when it comes to dough, when it comes to the mitzvah of Chala, so too, they're gonna argue when it comes to an Esrog, and they're gonna argue when it comes to Matzah, which also have a din lechem. L'chayr, that's what should come out from this braisa. That's the lema misayele. And what's the other option? Because aydilmor, perhaps, then no, shani isa. Maybe it's only when it comes to challah, when it comes to dough, that's when we're going to have this machlekes. The amar kra, arisei seichem, trei zimni. Because there the Torah says it twice. It says lechem twice. It says arisei seichem twice. So the Kapos Tamarim explains, so maybe dafka by challah, not only does it have to be yours, does it have to be something which is that you has a heter achila, maybe it has to be the additional lechem, the additional arisei seichem, teaches that it also has to have a din mamon. It has to have a heter achila and also a din mamon. But maybe by matzah, and maybe by esrog, where it only says it one time, so you need a heter achila, but maybe you don't need a din mamon. So it's not a raya from this braisa to Rabasi, but maybe it's a raya, meaning you see for sure by challah that's the din, but we could differentiate and we could say that maybe it's dafka by challah. Maybe it's dafka by challah that there's a din mamon, because it says arisa seichem trei zimni, and maybe by esrog nan, so that's why it was just a lema misayele.